Mar Tavo say good morning. Let's begin. So we're continuing on page 10 in the Sefer Shiurim al Masilas Yisharim from Rav Eliezer Kashtiel. So remember, the Mechaber writes the following. So we're picking up page 10. Actually, the last four lines from the bottom, the bolded lines. Remember, again, we're discussing the idea of Kashtiel is going through the dynamic that the attribute or the concept of Zihirus, which means to live life with a constant, ever vigilant awareness, to always analyze what is good, what is not good, what is the ultimate good I'm aspiring to. So Rav Kashtiel posits, he says, people feel that perhaps this is like a chokehold. It's like a chokehold that's telling you everything you do in life, you have to be careful. Everything you do in life, you have to contemplate. Everything you do in life, is it good, is it bad, is it getting into your ultimate good? So why can't I just live a little bit without having to think so much? So remember again, the Mechaber explained yesterday that he quoted the Ramchal who said that a person who lives life without zihiros ultimately is worse than an animal. And what was the logic behind this? Rav Kashtiel explained that the logic behind that was that if you look at animals are quite interesting. They do what they want, they live their life, but yet there's an ever-present awareness, all right? The ears of the cat, something rustles in the distance, the ears of the cat go up, they're attentive. So the tzvi, the deer runs wherever it wants in the shetach, in the open field, but at the end of the day, its senses are always heightened to perceive everything that's happening around. Therefore, he says, Zohir perusho lo chanikas ha-chaim. So to be zohir, to live life with a vigilance, does not, God forbid, is not a life strangulation. Rather, he says, Ela drichus aronos kechelek ma'otzmos ha-chaim. Rather, again, what zihiros means is just simply to live life with an alertness. That's the best word over here is this, aronos. I'm probably not pronouncing it correctly. It's meaning the word is from a lashon of aware. So to live life with an awareness. Dafka kishachayim maleim otzma ata ma'od irani. Supposed to say when life is filled otzma is strength. When life is filled with strength, that's dafka when a person is very alert. Ata ma'od mirukaz ata ma'od daruch zelo pachos chayim ze yoser chayim. Supposed to say it's not less living, rather it's more living. You understand what he's driving at over here? That sometimes we think that if I have to pay attention to every single detail, right? This is an incredible thing. This is people's incredible argument. Also, Judaism has to, it's not just the heroes, it has to manage every single detail. I have to worry about it. Yeah. That's... Can I get an amen? So again, I will say, and this, by the way, it's totally understandable because one looks at Yiddishkeit and I say to myself, my gosh, every single detail of my life is managed. So it feels a little bit like suffocating. It feels a little bit overwhelming. To which the Mechaber here posits that no, a life of zihiros, a life where you have to pay attention to every single detail in life, is not less living, but rather, again, ultimately, it's more living. This idea ultimately is that when you live life with an awareness, it heightens and it amplifies life more than a... Daniel, I think... Nechami, who sits next to you over here? Good. Oh, all right. So what happens? So again, look what he writes, top of page 11. Kesha'anu medabrim al adam shveirani, anu omrim shuhu ma'od chai. When we speak about a person that's very alert, I'll say a person who's very alert is very much alive. Ro'e mesachiyu shalom. He sees his life. Zihirus ze eronus, ze berius. Zem ramas chayim yoser gavoha. The idea is that when a person lives life with a sense of zihiros, like the Ramchal says, a sense of zihiros, so it's not less life, rather again, it's more life. Person has the ability to live in even a more intense fashion. Zelo pachad zehagdolas chayim. It's not living life with fear, but rather again, it's an amplification of life. Zechayim yoser mirukozim, yoser echusim, chayim shem somim yoser leiv. We'll say it's a life that's more concentrated, it's a life that is more qualitative and quantitatively impactful, and it's a life in which one pays greater attention. Watch this. Dafka biglal sha'ata chay, yoser chay, ata yoser irani, lema ata rotze me'achayim shalcha. Well, so here's the other piece. And this is an incredible yusod. The other piece is that the more alert you are in life, the more zihiros you have, the more you are able to really articulate what you want out of life. The more you're able to go ahead and actively decide how to maximize your life. He gives examples of this. You begin to feel life. You begin to experience life. Look what he writes. I want to read to you just two more paragraphs, then we'll stop here for today. He says, Chayolim hachi amitzim. So remember, again, just so you understand, Kashtiel is the Rosh Yeshiva of Bnei David, which is it's two parts. It's a high school and a hesder yeshiva. But the high school is a preparatory yeshiva, meaning what they do is they prepare boys, you know, for a life of, obviously, a life of Talmud Torah and a life of service in the army. So, say, his chap over here is, he's trying to bring down many of these lessons, and Allah Maisei, let's look at what he writes. He says, soldiers, hachi amitzim, chayolim ma'od kishuchim, hem lo chashashanim, hem lo pachdonim, hem lo chasrei onim. So soldiers have to be brave. Right? If a soldier is not brave, if a soldier is afraid, then ultimately he's not going to be a soldier. And a soldier is always someone who's never, always has options, always has the ability to contemplate different types of plans. They live with incredible strength. So writes the Mechaber something amazing. The perfect example of this is a soldier. So a soldier, if there's one, never having been a soldier, Baruch was a soldier, so Baruch can tell me if I'm right. Right. So at the end of the day, you know, the most important, I'm sure there are many important midos that a soldier has to possess. I don't mean interpersonal skills or characteristics. I mean just actual skills in order to stay alive. So Rav Kashtiel is positing that one of them is the ability to remain alert. If you are not vigilant or you're not aware of your surroundings, so chas v'shalom, you're done. So amazing, but yet at the same time, it's the vigilance and awareness that allows the soldier to be successful. So you understand what he's driving at over here. What he's saying is, we think when the Ramchal, when we learn the Ramchal, we'll say, this is our third time through Mesilas Yesharim. This time we're just taking it a different avenue. So you understand, when we learned about Zihiros the first two times, so there are many of us, including myself, that felt to ourselves, this is overwhelming. I'm being suffocated. You're telling me that every single action is either good or bad. Every single action has to be looked at under the microscope. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Is there not the ability in life just to live a little bit without having to contemplate something bigger? Now, the simple answer to that is no. Right? There is not the ability. But the chap with that is there's not the ability to live life without that awareness. But that awareness is not stifling. That awareness amplifies the true experience of life. That awareness allows me to live an even better life. And not just a better life in a spiritual sense, an even better life in every sense. Because any time that you live life with heightened awareness, you maximize your experiences. But so let me just end off with this last paragraph, and this will really stop for today. So look what he writes. This is an incredible mashal. Kisha adam mitayo. When a person's taking a tiyul, a person's taking a trip. V'toch kidea tiyul. Ho'erani leprachim ulitziporim. And I will say, while he's taking the tool, while he's taking the trip, see, he's very alert. He looks at the flowers. He looks at the birds. Hu makshiv lekolos. He listens to all the noises that are around him. Sam leiv lechol ha'israch shios b'teva. He looks at everything that is in nature. Right? He's constantly alert and aware and vigilant to everything he sees. We're both like, this is not about danger over here. This is about appreciating nature. He begins to see everything. Would you say that such a person, because he's a little bit more vigilant or a little bit more aware, that suddenly, again, he's living a little bit less, or that he's being stifled, or that he's being strangled? Does this vigilance go, or this awareness, does it destroy the tiyul? Just the opposite. He experiences more things. He's aware. He's not just walking through the tiyul like a blind person. He's able to see so many different things. He opens up his eyes, and what does he see? He sees a new flower. He sees an interesting bird. Humakshiv lekolos, he sees all the voices. Mariach rechos, he smells all the scents. Huirani, he's alert. Hu bedrichos, hu mafik pi elef to alas miatiul. Boss, you understand something? So someone, you know how this always happens. This always happens with kids, right? Parents take their kids to a beautiful natural wonder. So what happens? So the kids, okay, this is great. Could we go to the gift shop or could we go somewhere else? The parents sing, do you see that rock? And every single kid thinks to themselves, really? Really? Like this is where we're holding, right? That you want to show me the rock? So what, right? That's interesting, right? But this is the difference. But the sad thing is so many of us never leave that childlike conception of life. We're just walking through it, and we never see the rocks, and we never see the sky, and we never see the birds, and we never see the colors. It's true in the natural world, but what Ramchal is highlighting is it's so much more in terms of the meaning in life. We just walk through with tunnel vision without seeing anything, hearing anything, or smelling anything, and we lose out on so many opportunities for impactful and meaningful life. The Mechaber says, that's Zihirus. Zihirus doesn't mean you have to think 27,000 times before you act. Not 27,000, but certainly a couple. Zihirus means that you live life with an awareness. You live life with an astute understanding that everything is important and that one should ultimately take the time to be able to go ahead and be able to examine their surroundings. He goes on, Chai Yoser Kol Rega Verega, Chai Har BeYoser MeAdam Sholech V'Lo Sam Lev L'Chol Mashem Misivivo. He's living so much more than someone who walks through his circumstances and pays no attention. Adam shlo sam leiv lerichos lekolos lemaros. Person who lives life without paying attention to anything. Adam kazeh sheover kachas stames adach velo sam leiv. A person who traverses the journey of life and just does not pay any attention to anything. Hu nimtza bekalos deos umafsid. Such a person like that loses out so much. Ki betiul hazeh. Who ain't yachal lekabel hamon chavios, ubemakom ze, who rak simen vai al eze maslul, ve'es komashe, who yachal laharviach hifsid. Because I will say what happens, a person just simply goes ahead and traverses a particular path, goes through, walks through whatever it is in life, and loses out on everything. So we'll stop over here for today, but you see so beautifully what Rav Kashtil is bringing out that the Mechaber is saying, and this is so incredibly true, that Zihirus is not something that takes away, we'll call it, from the joie de vie, you know, from the love or enjoyment of happiness in life. It's just the opposite. Real zihiros, a person who pays attention to his actions, a person who's contemplative, a person who thinks before he does, a person who identifies what is tov, what is ra, what is the tov ha'amiti, what is the ultimate good that I'm aspiring to. Such a person like that does not take away from the momentum of life, but in fact, he amplifies it because suddenly everything he does is meaningful, every action he takes is thoughtful, and he's truly able to appreciate everything in life so much more than the person who just simply walks through with their eyes closed. All right, then we'll stop over here. Just a reminder, there's not going to be a shir next week because Hanukkah, davening starts at 6:30. So Mirat Hashem, we're going to beginning with the daf at 5:45. Every single morning, but maybe we'll record a couple of shiurim over Hanukkah.